Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
Hey, fellow adults. Let's figure out adult life together.
Because adulting wasn't taught in school. Listen to stories, questions, and sometimes expert advice on adulting, self-development,
finding stability, relationships, health, well-being, and more, because it's an adult thing! Woot woot!
Isang mainit na araw or gabi sa inyo, guys. Summer na naman po, no?
Yes.
And to give you another sizzling hot episode,
Wow.
This is Carla.
Gusto ko yung sizzling hot. And baka akala nila kung ano yung pag-uusapan natin.
Wholesome po, wholesome.
Okay. And this is Nika. Mainit na shout out din po sa ating fellow adults who don't just recruit more listeners to join our adulting tribe. They also send us warm, loving messages that fuel our motivation to keep on producing more episodes. Thank you to Style Grace Official. Actually, Carla, 55 weeks ago na pala tong comment niya sa IG. That's a year
medyo
ago.
Panis na.
Yes. I think natabunan to, kaya ngayon lang natin nakita. Anyway.
Sorry na.
Sabi ni Style Grace Official, I discovered It's an Adult Thing podcast. Then I shared it to my friends. Pero sa lahat ng pinasahan ko, at least may isang recruit.
Ayan, may downline ka na.
Yes! Grabe, nakaka-addict. Hands up and salute sa inyo. In 1 week, parang malapit ko nang matapos lahat ng episode. I learned a lot at minsan natatawa na lang ako mag-isa kasi sobrang galing ng mga creator. Wow. Good luck sa inyo. Good luck sa inyo. I am grateful na na-discover ko ang channel nyo. Aww, thank you, Style Grace Official.
Thank you. Eto, maraming salamat din kay J.A. or Ja. Not sure, sorry. Saptang.
Mm-hmm.
Ang comment naman niya ay, eto, tapos ko na lahat ng episode nyo. No. So, I often replay some of the past episodes, lalo na yung mga gustong-gusto ko. Highs too many to mention. I've tried to listen sa ibang podcast, but I can't find the same energy and good vibes you guys always give me. Aww.
Aww.
Lagi lang akong nakasmile pag nakikinig ako sa inyo and I laugh out loud sa mga jokes nyo. Super galing ng sense of humor. Wait lang, nahiya ako. Sobrang corny ng iba nating jokes, my God.
Kaya ka. Guys, seryoso kami. Never kaming nagpapatawa sa show na to.
Oo. We're very
adults.
Serious here.
Yeah, we're adults here. So please, don't laugh. Wow! Don't laugh!
Sabi pa ni JA, Ates, your voices calm me.
Whoa.
That's why I can't help but to replay. Compulsion yan. Thank you so much, heart, waiting for the next episode.
Uy, nakakalm daw yung voice natin. Sige, panindigan natin.
Sige.
Na calming yung bosses natin.
Inka magnaye ang peg.
I wish! Oh my God, I wish. Ayan. Oh, eto, meron pa akong isa-shout. Marami pa tayong isa-shoutout, Carla. Shoutout kina Fritzy Jane Cago and kay Kino Tuge, mga assers na nagpunta sa aming first ever UPDT sa Guan School, yung Dragon Boat Clinic namin para sa mga first-timers. So, nagpunta sila, ganyan.
Mm-mm.
Thank you so much, Fritzy and Kino, for going to the Dragon Boat Clinic. Sana nag-enjoy kayo. Sana bumalik kayo ulit. Ganyan. Thank you so much. Salamat, salamat. And also, speaking of Dragon Boat, I'd also like to thank Coach Tony Saison na dati Coach sa UPDT at naging guest din natin dito sa podcast natin.
Yes!
Kasi he shared our Managing Micro Stresses episode with a website link that leads us to actmindfully.com.au.
Mm-hmm.
If you click that or if you go to that website that I just mentioned, meron daw dong quick and simple exercises that can help us unhook from stressful thoughts. And true, may mga minutes long lang, like not more than 10 minutes, ganyan. So depending
may
on your need.
May 3 minutes pa nga akong nakita eh.
Yes, depending on your need, meron kayong mahahanap doon. I like it. Thank you so much, Tony.
Thanks, Coach. Isa pang big thank you, Mami, ay kay Aki Perez.
Mm-hmm.
Yung shinare ko sa iyo yung message na, di ba?
Yeah.
Sobrang cute kasi ang recruit niya na makinig sa atin ay ang dad niya.
Oh my gosh.
Kasi dinidiscuss daw ng tatay niya with nanay niya yung episodes natin. And on top of that, lahat daw sa circle ni Aki know about It's an Adult Thing. Grabe. Oh. Official publicist yan siya.
Promoter yan.
Promoter yan. Thank you so much, Aki. And thank you rin sa fellow adults who spread the word about our show. Actually, di na namin mabilang ni Nika yung tears of joy na nailuha namin, guys. Aww. Pag natatouch kami.
Yes!
Kasi nakakatouch yung messages. Tapos mababasa mo pa yun in a day, for example, na not so great. Tapos pag nabasa mo yun, parang, at least we're doing something right.
Yes. All the editing is worth it.
Yes! Yan yung pinaka-tedious eh.
Kasi masaya yung research, masaya yung preparation for an episode, pero yung post-production...
Lalo na yung recording.
Yes, masaya din kumuha ng guest, mag-interview, pero yung editing, cry. So thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Nagawa natin ng paraan yan.
Yan.
Papatulong tayo sa Podcast Network Asia.
Yes. Ayan. Thank you. At saka, ay, Carla, alam mo hindi natin na-shoutout yung mga tumutulong sa atin sa Podcast Network Asia.
Oo nga pala!
Sina Joshua at sina Bea who are always there to reply to all of our questions. Thank you very much.
Sina Marian, sina Angel. Yes. Shoutout to you guys. Yes. At marami pang iba.
Yes. Thank you, thank you. But wait, Mami, there's more.
Mm.
Gusto rin nating pasalamatan. Mm. Nalaman din natin to through Podcast Network Asia. Salamat din sa British Council for offering scholarships to women in science, technology,
yes,
engineering, and math. In short, STEM.
Mm-hmm.
So, sa mga female listeners natin na interesadong mag-aral sa United Kingdom, please check out our episode description. Grab the opportunity, guys. You might regret it if you do not.
Ayan, yan.
So, okay ba yan?
Yan. Okay yung segue na yun,
okay,
Mami.
Yan, okay, yan.
Eh, eto nga, bilang Holy Week na yung time of recording natin.
Mm-hmm.
Tuhugin na natin ang pagninilay-nilay or pag-reflect sa mga nagawa nating hindi natin kina-proud, ganyan.
Yeah.
At bilang hindi naman kami religious ni Nika, guys, ano, alam nyo naman yan. Let's sort of veer away from the religious term repentance. And instead, let's talk about regret. Actually, they're pretty much the same thing, pagsisisi.
Mm.
So let's share our biggest regrets as of today.
Sige.
Sige.
Kasi, sige. Kasi, hindi naman natin kailangan maging Katoliko or maging religious even para mag-self-reflect, right?
Mm-mm.
And this week, medyo may pahinga tayo. So, this time of rest can give us some mental space to do this,
yes,
kind of reflection. Actually, hindi lang kami ni Carla ang napagnilay-nilay ng topic na to kasi nagpa-crowdsource din tayo on social media, on IG, kung ano ang biggest regrets ninyo, fellow adults. And we'll be reading some of your answers in this episode. Right?
Alright. Pero, para good vibes muna, moms.
Sige.
Isang quick kumustahan muna tayo.
Sige.
Ano ang recent adulting highlight mo? Preferably yung pat your own back moment, ha? Yung nasabi mo sa sarili mo na good job, self. Kasi mamaya yung mga cringeworthy memories natin. So, sa main discussion na yun, yun munang good job self moments natin dito sa kumustahan. Para naman balanse. Kayo rin listeners, ha, you might want to recall your latest good job self moment.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe congratulate yourself when nobody else would.
Oh! Oh! Nah. Charot. Umiyak. Mauna na ako mag-share.
Sige, kasi aking... wala pa ako naiisip eh.
Good job, self. Okay. Medyo, hindi ko alam kung i-regret. Cringe din itong i-share ko.
Pero charot. Good job.
Oh, pero good job. Cringe
oh, sige,
because
ano
nakakahiya.
Yan. Intriguing.
Hindi, kasi I'm lactose intolerant, Carla. So, last week, di ba cringe? Charot. So, last week, may nagpa-dirty ice cream sa office. You know, I love ice cream, I love milk, I love cheese, kahit lactose intolerant mm-hmm. ako. So, nilalabanan ko lang, kahit sumasakit yung chan ko, okay lang. It was worth it. Ganyan. So,
edi so, good job yun.
Hindi yun. Ang haba lang ng intro ko.
Hindi,
kunain ko pa rin, ganyan. Happy ako nung gabi. Mami, humihilab na yung chan ko, nag-LBM na ako, ganyan.
Mm-mm.
That night, hindi na ako nakatulog because of it. Kasi sobrang sakit ng chan ko. I always go to the bathroom at night. Yan, di rin ako nakapag-training kasi baka magkalat ako sa Manila Bay, ganyan. Wow, as if hindi makalat doon.
Linis doon eh, no?
Oo.
Pristine.
Yes. Tapos, yung umaga, magtatrabaho pa dapat ako as in, naka-ready na ako. Kasi, pwede naman ako magtrabaho kahit masakit chan ko eh. Kaya naman yun eh. Ginagawa ko ngayon pag may dysmenorrhea, ganyan, eme. Kebs
lang. Hindi naman tumatae yung matres mo, no?
I know, pero I thought I could push through the pain. Kasi, mm-mm. ano ba yun? Sasabihin nila, LBM lang, di na makatrabaho, ganyan.
Napaka...
Siyempre, ano ko yun? Cognitive distortion ko na yun.
Oo.
Hindi ko naman yun, ano?
Hindi ko naman sure na ganun yung... Sana, hindi, ang sasabihin ko sana, kapag pa naman ang rason is LBM, parang...
Parang peke, di ba?
Oo. Parang, gonna believe it. That's correct. Why, even if yun yung totoo kong rason, I don't say it. Kasi baka feeling nga, same sa'yo, baka feeling ng mga tao, nagdadahilan lang ako, kahit totoo naman. Anyway... Oh.
And then, may witnesses ako sa office eh, na hindi kami naka-awi kagad eh. Oo.
Okay.
So, the good job self moment was, I mustered the courage to say to my boss na, hindi ko po talaga kayang mag-work today. Mm-hmm. I need to rest because I don't have energy to think or to write. So, mag-sick leave na lang po ako. And I took a sick leave for 2 days. Ganyan. Na usually, ipupush through ko na lang kasi nakakahiya. Or, you know, I don't...
Aww.
Hindi ako sanay na mag-sick leave. Ganyan. So, ngayon, I listened to my body. I listened to my lactose intolerance.
Good job.
And I took a sick leave and took care of my body.
Good job, mami.
Good job, self. Yes. At 33 years old, ha, kinakabahan pa ako magpaalam ng sick leave. What the hell?
Ilang taon ka nang nagtatrabaho, ma'am?
I know. It's so weird. But, so,
it's
kaya,
been 1.5 decades?
Yes.
You think?
Yes. 13 years. 13? Yes. So, parang, good job, self. Hindi ka na nagigilty. Ganyan. Haba na kwento ko.
Okay yun. Kasi feeling ko, ire-regret mo kung
hindi
pinush
ko.
Through mo yun.
Oo, ganyan. How about you, Carla? What's your latest good job self moment?
Feeling ko something about my temper. Shock. Sorry, top of mind lang to. Kasi today to nangyari. So, kanina, edi, meron ako, may mens ako. Tapos, ang init. Tapos, hindi maganda yung tulog ko. Tapos, gutom ako. Like, anong oras na ako nag-lunch? Siguro mga 3, 4. Anyway, so, during that time, feeling ko, masungit ako. Eh, may ka-chat ako. So, yung dinidate ko, ka-chat ko. And I sent something, a reaction, na feeling ko ang sungit. So, dinilit ko kaagad. Tapos sabi ko, sorry, masungit ako at this very moment because of those reasons. Tapos sabi ko, pero anyway, ito yung answer sa tanong mo or something like that. Ayun, tapos sabi niya, hindi ka naman masungit. Tapos sabi lang niya, hugs, ganyan, eme, blah, blah, blah.
Aww.
So, good job na na-catch ko yung temper ko at na-recognize kong hindi yun fair sa recipient ng kasungitan ko.
Okay.
Although hindi naman daw ako masungit. Pero anyway, alam ko kasing I'm not as nice as usual kanina. Mm-hmm. I wasn't. So, yun lang naman.
Alright. Good job.
Yes.
For catching. Ayan. Congrats to us, Carla. Good job to
yes!
us.
Yes!
And good job din to our fellow adults for your personal wins.
Okay. Very good.
Okay, doon na tayo.
Okay. Ito na ba? Ito na?
Ito na. Doon na tayo sa mga kagagahan naman natin.
Yan. Yan. Gusto natin yan.
These are the things we regret the most. As of time of recording, ha? Kasi we can never tell in the future. Baka may mga kagagahan pa kaming gawin.
Nakakabog.
Sana wala na, but we'll see. We'll find out.
Okay. Oh, God. By the way, guys, ha, when we say regret, ang ibig sabihin namin ni Nika, ito yung feeling of remorse, pagsisisi, or panghihinayang, or pwede rin guilt over something we've done before. Then, later on na lang namin na-realize na mali pala.
Yeah.
Or, not a very good decision. Ganyan. So, it's an acknowledgement of mistakes and negative outcomes resulting from those mistakes.
What we don't mean by regret naman is punishing ourselves for the mistakes we've done. Yes, we acknowledge and take responsibility for them, but there's no point in hating our present selves for the ignorance of our younger selves.
True.
Ibang tao tayo nung time na yon.
Mm-mm.
Well, for me, speaking for myself.
Bernard pa ako noon ni. Charot.
No. Kasi Victoria. Victoria! Charot! May pangalan agad.
Ibang katauhan pala.
Oo.
I think, Mami, that actually calls for a whole episode.
Alin?
On self-forgiveness, yung pinapatunguhan natin. Pero sige, ilista natin yan. But anyway, in the meantime, balik tayo sa regrets, no? Kasi nga, we can only forgive ourselves if, first and foremost, i-acknowledge muna natin yung nagawa nating mali. Na feeling ko medyo rare these days. Parang hirap na hirap yung mga taong umamin sa wrong doings nila, no? Or wrong choice man lang.
Even sa mga beauty pageant nga, diba? Pag tinanong ng judge, what's your biggest regret, very cliche na sagot yung, I do not regret anything in my life because everything in my past led me to who I am today. Thank you.
Woo!
Woo! Wow! Ikaw na yan, te. Ito na ang corona for accepting your mistakes and moving on agad-agad. Share mo naman! Share mo naman ng konti para matuto rin kami from your regrets and mistakes. Damot mo naman eh. Dapat kasi i-acknowledge yung mistakes at regrets natin kasi hindi lang tayo yung affected ng mistakes and regrets. In reality, many of our actions affect the people in our lives. Right? So, medyo self-centered yung we won't regret anything because we're okay right now. Paano naman yung mga what if? Paano naman yung mga nag-suffer sa wrongdoings natin? Right? What if may mga naapektuhan pala tayo? Yun.
Sorry, I find it medyo arrogant na I don't regret anything. Ayun. Ako, personal take ko lang na yun nga, pwede naman nating i-regret yung ibang mga nagawa natin without hating what we are right now eh, diba?
Agree.
So again guys ha, para malinaw lang, this is not a guilt trip episode. This is just an uncomfortable acknowledgement na yung actions tsaka inactions natin may impact not only on our lives but also of those around us. So, share ko lang, Mami. I'm currently listening to this audiobook. Ang title niya ay Mistakes Were Made, tapos naka-parenthesis, but not by me.
Nope.
Never.
Never.
Ang authors, ay psychologists na sina Carol Tavris and Elliot Aronson. Mm. So far, bilang di ko pa naman tapos, ano, so far, ang biggest takeaway ko is that people don't admit that they make mistakes mm-hmm. or they made mistakes because of self-justification. Mm-hmm. Gina-justify ang sarili. We don't want to see ourselves in a bad light. That's why, for example, magbigay tayo ng concrete example. Okay. Halimbawa lang to guys, ha, hypothetical. Mm. Sa student council, mm-hmm. marami tayong student listeners. So halimbawa, obvious na by this time na incompetent yung leader na naboto mo sa classroom man yan, student council, or whatever. Mm. Chances are, papanindigan mo pa rin you made the right choice kasi ayaw mong aminin sa sarili mo na naloko ka nung campaign strategy niya. Mm. Nabudol, ganyan. So you don't want to see yourself as utu-uto. So in the end, actually, you're not defending your candidate. You're defending your self-concept.
Yung pride mo na yun, ano?
Oo, oo. So self-justification.
Hindi ako mali. Sa tingin ko, Carla, may clear antidote sa tendency na yan.
Sige.
Etong concept na to, yung antidote, halos every other episode at natin nababanggit to.
Favorite yan.
I know, but it's always relevant. Mm. I think ang antidote to self-justification ay growth mindset.
Ooh, bago yun na.
Charot. No, never heard of it. I will explain again. Charot. For those who are not yet familiar with the growth mindset, ito yung belief na almost all human traits, skills, and talents, and all that, pwedeng mag-grow or mag-deteriorate depending on whether we hone them or not. Will we improve them or not? Will we use them or not? Hindi sila fixed. Mm-mm. So, pinanganak kang magaling.
Yes.
No, I can become magaling. I can work on it.
Yes.
So, pag-gets natin na ang traits like intelligence, kindness, good decision making, are traits na nahuhubog along the way, then, gets natin that making mistakes is not proof that we are stupid. Making mistakes is an inevitable part of the process ng pagiging better and smarter adult. Okay ba yun?
Okay yun.
Okay yun. So, okay lang umamin ng pagkakamali so that we can learn from them and hopefully, we can correct those mistakes. Right?
Okay. At dahil okay ngang umamin ng mistakes, mami, no? And regret them.
Yes.
Ito ang ilan sa mga pinaka-pinagsisisihan ng fellow adults natin.
Yes.
Kayo muna. Mamaya na kami. So, ito ang unang category na nag-arise. Category? Yeah.
Theme. May theme.
Theme, yes. Na nag-arise sa regrets ng fellow adults natin.
Mm-mm.
Ito, about sa mga mahal sa buhay.
Mm. Okay.
Leche, first day ko nung nabasa ko to, naiyak tuloy ako. Ito, sabi ni Toti Fruity.
Mm.
Not showing my mom how much I love her and care for her when she was still alive.
Hmm.
Na hawig din nung kina I Am Shanks, kina Maisie's Ling, tsaka kay The Titanium Face.
Sabi ni The Titanium Face, maybe not spending enough time with loved ones until they passed away.
Yes.
Hmm. Ang ganda rin nung kay Uniqlo.
Mm.
Sabi niya, not taking more photos of myself and my loved ones as we grew older.
Mm. Mm. Ang interesting niyan kasi po pwedeng on the flip side of it, sumobra naman yung pagka-fixate natin sa photos and gadgets to the point na natitake away na yung being in the moment, no?
Mm.
Share ko lang, what I do kapag nagka-travel, pag naaalala ko ha, iniisip ko lang na, okay, 20 minutes para mag-pictorial and then the rest, no phone na. Parang may allotted time or chunk talaga for that.
Mm-mm. Ako naman, pagka out of town, madalas kasi walang signal.
Ah.
So, automatic, late post na. So, I just take pictures pero hindi ko ipopost during, while right I'm then still and there. Yeah.
Same, same. Yan. Ako rin. Eto, from an anonymous listener. Sabi niya, not coming out to my family sooner. Masyado ako natakot before na masasaktan sila that time. Kasi tabu talaga sa atin, especially nung freshman pa sa college. But now, natatakot naman ako na mag-come out because basically, naglay ako for not sharing that part of my life with them. Ginogo, support ko tong si listener. Sabi ko, go, good luck. Tapos sabi niya, kaso may fear pa rin ako up to now. Tapos sabi ko, well, as a Bex na nag-come out din, sabi ko, hindi naman mawawala yung fear eh. We just have to go beyond it. But it's not like darating yung panahon na pagising mo, ah, di na ako takot. Share ko lang, meron akong gustong quote ni Nelson Mandela.
Alright.
Ito, sikat na quote niya to eh. Sabi, may your choices reflect your hopes, not your fears. Sana lang naman.
Ay. Oh, ito naman, nag-arise din na theme, mga regrets nila about romance.
Oh, mga mahal din sa buhay. Back. Pero parang...
May mali siya. Charot.
Ibang flavor to. Oo, may mali siya.
Ito, sabi ni Miss Normalet. Sagot niya, yes. Charot. Ano to? Labo.
Said yes.
Ah, said yes. Oh, ooh! My God!
Juicy!
Miss Normalet, what did you say yes to? Or, yes ba to? Or, I do? Ah! Oh, my God!
Baka pa I do pa lang.
Ah! Pwede ka pang mag-no kung yes pa lang yan.
Or baka nag-no na siya after and then may nasaktan.
Ouch.
Oh well, papel. Mas okay na yun na wala pang divorce sa Pilipinas, guys. Correct. Kung tama man yung iniisip natin.
Correct.
Cryptic eh. Sabi lang niya, said yes.
Pa-mysterious naman si Miss Normalet. Eto naman, sabi ni Ange _ milk. Ni-reject ko siya kasi di pa ako ready. Ngayon, he likes someone else kung kailan ready na ako.
Like pa lang naman na.
Oo nga. Like pa lang, sila na ba? Kasal na ba?
May laban pa yan, mami.
Oo nga. Nag-yes na ba? Nag-aido na ba? Sarap.
May laban pa yan, like lang pala eh. Pero kung hindi man magkatagpo, magtugma yung timing nyo, sabi nga nila, the right person you meet at the wrong time is... a wrong person.
Still the wrong person, yes.
Yes. So, wag ipilit kung mali ang timing. Ox lang yan, ma'am.
Yeah.
Sabi naman ni si Donna B, meeting her, Ems.
Ay!
Sina siya!
Regret
si her.
Meeting her.
At Ems nga ba? Chars.
Ano lang yun? Patikim pa lang sa mga biggest regrets ng ating fellow adults. I think we should go na to our... biggest regrets?
Oo, di na natin pwedeng takasan.
Di natin patagalin para matapos na.
O, mami, ikaw na muna.
Sige. Okay. I think my biggest regret was I didn't have enough confidence in myself.
Oh!
Yeah, I always doubted myself and I even stopped myself from doing things or trying things because... takot ako. Or hindi ako naniniwalang kaya kong gawin.
Can you share some of those opportunities na hindi mo ginrab dahil sa lack of confidence?
Marami, marami. Like, top of mind, marami nung college actually. Kasi, for example, like, I didn't think na papasa ako sa UP Pep Squad. I didn't know na may training pala yon.
Parang Dragon Boat?
Yeah. I didn't know na they can accept people na walang prior cheer dance knowledge. That they will teach them to do the flips, to do the tumblings, to do the flying, etc. Akala ko dapat alam mo na.
Parang advantaged lang yung mga nag-audition ng may background sa gymnastics or sa ballet. Pero hindi naman lahat, di ba?
Yes.
Ganun yung starting point.
So, pinigilan ko na kagad. Ah, hindi ako papasa kasi wala naman akong ganyang skills.
You self-rejected.
I self-rejected. Yes, that's exactly it. Or, I didn't think I could be a courtside reporter, so I didn't apply.
Mm.
And I didn't even try out. I didn't even look. Ganyan.
Mm-mm.
So, yun. When I was working na, I didn't think I'd be qualified for other jobs other than what I first applied for, which was a research / producer position. So, I didn't think I'd be able to do other jobs. Like, I don't think I can write for any other format. I don't think I can be like this or like that. Para feeling ko, ito na yun. Ito na yung path ko.
Na limit.
Yes, na tunnel vision si Lola mo. And when I was a little older na, although young pa rin ako, I didn't think I was lovable or attractive. So I stayed in a walang kwentang relationship.
With a pangit ex.
Yes, no benefits at all. So yun, I stayed there for 3 years. And then sa job na sinasabi ko, I stayed there for 5 years. So I regret that time I wasted there because I didn't believe in myself na makahanap ako ng ibang trabaho. Makahanap ako ng ibang better relationship. So yun. I think I did that or I didn't do anything about it. Kasi growing up, I was always discouraged. Parang kung hindi ikatataas ng grade ko, yung gagawin ko, wag na lang gawin. You get it?
Narinig ko na rin yan eh.
Yes.
From a parent.
So, so nung high school, may mga cheer dance competition din naman noon. Ma, sali ako sa cheer, ganyan-ganyan. Hindi na, baka mabaldog ka pa dyan, eme-eme, wala kang makukuha dyan, etc., etc. Yung mga ganon. Or parang, even, I think, even swimming, parang discouraged kasi malulunod ka. Okay! Wala nang pwede gawin.
Lahat na
lahat mali. Lahat nakakatakot.
Gusto ko yung kahit anong itatry mo, ang ending catastrophe.
Uh-oh.
Cheer dance, mabaldog. Swimming, malulunod.
I know, malulunod. I know.
Not even madadapa. Not I even know. Makakasinghap ng tubig.
The
worst talaga.
So, ganun yung, that's how my mind works.
Worked. Yeah.
I think until now, pero ngayon, mas skilled na ako na labanan siya.
Okay,
mas aware
okay.
na ako na, we're not confident, ha? Parang ganun. I-share ko lang, I think this is a core memory. Pero nung grade 3 ako, sumali, intramurals. So mga kalaban ko, mga grade 3 lang din na mga bata. And I joined the chess competition. So, yung nanay ko, sinabi ko, ma, sali akong chess competition sa intramurals. Sabi niya, okay, sige, magpaturo ka kay Papa. Si Papa magaling sa chess. Yung tatay ko, isang game lang. After nun, dinidiscourage na ako. Sabi, alam mo, wag ka na kasing sumali dyan. Hindi naman, kasi matututunan agad yung chess. okay.
Bakit kaya?
Probably that's how they were brought up also.
Pwede.
I don't know. Or siguro nakita niya hindi ako magaling. So, sabi, wag mo na lang ituloy. Parang ganun.
Be, nagpapaturo nga. Ibig sabihin, first time mo.
Exactly. Tsaka hindi naman to like national competition na matetelevise, no? Like, kalaban ko rin grade 3.
Hindi ka naman magdadala ng kahihiyan sa pamilya mo.
I know.
Gusto mo lang maglaro sa intrams.
I know. Kalaban ko grade 3 din, 9 years old din sila. Like, what? Eh, walang ibang marunong mag-chess sa class ko eh. Di ako na lang. Ganon. So,
pero sumali ka?
Sumali pa rin ako. Pero syempre, di wala na akong...
Confidence?
Hindi na ako. Oo, hindi na ako confident. Ganyan. So anyway, maraming mga ganong instances in life. And eto, also, I was also not confident because I was afraid of not being good at things right away or learning or realizing that I wasn't good enough. Kasi wala pa akong growth mindset noon. So, kapag ka nag-fail ako sa unang try, so kapag nag-fail ako sa audition or sa talent screening or whatever, or sa first game of chess, official game of chess, I'm not good enough. So, hindi ko na lang itutuloy. So, sometimes I self-reject, I stop myself because learning that I will make a mistake or I will fail the first time means I will fail forever.
Mm-mm-mm-mm. Very fixed mindset nga, ano?
Yes, yon.
So, na parang yung unang failure mo will be proof na forever kang ganon.
You're not meant
good
for
enough.
It. Yep.
Aww. Yes. Okay.
So, how I realized na mali yon? Na-realize ko, looking back now, dahil sa episode na to, charot.
Ngayon mo lang pala na-realize, mami.
I think the realization or the realizing that I was wrong is ngayon na, hindi ko siya na-realize during it to snap out
mm-mm,
of it.
Syempre.
I think I had a tipping point, lalo na dun sa work and relationship na regret ko na I wasn't confident that I'd get another one.
Mm-mm.
Kasi wala na akong choice. So, I have to leave.
Kasi
sobrang lala na.
Okay.
Ng treatment sa work and in that relationship. I have to leave
mm-mm,
and look for better mm-mm. things.
Mm-mm.
Yun.
Which you did.
Which I did. Yes. And everything turned out great.
So, parang paradigm shifting siya na mind-blowing sa'yo na, oh, shucks. All this time, akala ko wala nang better possibility. Tapos nung nagkaroon, na-prove mo na, oh shit, pwede pala, meron pala. Pa pala. Kaya
yes.
pala.
Mm-mm.
Gets?
Yes. Yon. I correct this regret. Alam mo, lagi ko pa rin naisip tong regret na to. Ah. Pero, I correct it by, now I talk myself into doing things I'm afraid of. So, pagsali sa dragon boat, doon takot ako sa tubig, di ako marunong lumangoy, and all that. I was physically unfit. I had a very unhealthy lifestyle. Pero go pa rin, okay lang, kahit na mag-fail ako on the first day. Training naman daw. Siguro, malaking factor din yung word, no? Training.
Oo naman.
Hindi siya like...
Hindi siya audition.
Auditions, yes. Or trials or whatever. So, even this, what we're doing right now, podcasting.
Kinabahan ka ba dito?
Oo naman, Moms, nung first recording natin, hindi ba halata na parang...
Yeah, but it felt like we were just playing.
For you, maybe. But for me, it wasn't like that.
Ah.
I was always thinking, what will they say? What if no one listens? Ganyan-ganyan.
Eh di, kapag walang nakinig, they will not say anything.
Yun nga. Pero that time, medyo nilalabanan ko na yun, na hindi okay lang yun. So medyo kinasabi ko na sa sarili ko na, okay lang kahit lima lang makinig. Okay lang yan, Nika. It's fine. One day maguguna ang mundo. Ganyan. Ganyan. So yun. Even applying for the job that I'm in right now, I applied for a new industry. Which I've never had experience in before. Official experience. Yes. Yeah. So yun. I talked myself into, push mo lang, te. Okay lang kahit may fear ka pa rin, may kabaka pa rin. Go lang, push mo lang, try lang, try.
So, hindi nawawala yung fear. Sine-self-talk mo lang talaga.
Yes.
Para malagpasan yung fear.
Yes.
Okay.
And then, now, I do it for others too. Like, I encourage the shit out of people.
kaya ka naging cheerleader?
Siguro. Because I lacked a cheerleader. Wait lang.
Okay, legit pala. Sorry, akala ko nagjo-joke ka. Umiiyak
no,
ka pala talaga.
Okay. So, I lacked a cheerleader. That's why I do it for others.
So, you're trying to be the adult you needed when you were younger?
Yes.
Yeah.
Ayun. And now, I think I'm less afraid of making mistakes. Like I said, afraid pa rin ng lola mo. Pero, we fight it na, nilalabanan natin. Yun. And that's the good thing about being alive because you can still do something about your regrets, diba? So,
may laban pa.
Yeah, so I have the rest of my life to correct this mistake of not being confident enough in myself. Right? Yun.
And trying to ripple it out.
Yes.
Para yung ibang mga not so confident in themselves matulungan, no?
Yeah. Okay. Okay ba yun?
Okay. Mami, sobrang sakto. Like, legit. I didn't know yun yung i-share mo. Pero yung next chunk ng crowdsourced answers natin.
Yeah.
Sobrang kamukha niyan. Katunog niyan.
I know.
Yung mga lost opportunities dahil sa lack of self-confidence. Yes. Basahin natin.
Gawin ka natin yung calm.
Calm voice
daw. Sabi ni ano.
Sige.
J.A. Ni Ja.
Saptang.
Uh-uh.
We'll try our best. Habang barado ilong mo.
Very good idea yon. Very good idea.
Good, good. Ayan. Sabi ni Scarlett Flower. Parang Charo Santo.
Yes, Papa Jack. Papa Jack!
Ay, hindi kalbing si Papa Jack, ha?
Going
ako sa kanya.
Ay, okay. Sorry. Oo nga, true. Going for Inka Magnaye, went to Papa Jack.
Charo, hindi man lang Charo Santos.
The OG.
Okay. Ito, sabi ni Scarlett Flower, _, turning down offers and opportunities because I wasn't confident and strong enough. Aww. Oh, same, diba? Sabi rin yan ni Riza. May sound cliche, but it's the, I know I can, pero... ... Kaya siya cliche, Riza, kasi almost universal yan. I mean, sobrang daming nakaka-relate.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very common. Yan, sabi rin ni... R-Joy. Tatlong R.
Pili ko R-Joy yan.
O sige, R-Joy. Not following what my heart says.
Aww.
Oof, ano kaya ite sinasabi ng puso niya?
Alam mo, R-Joy, sabi ni Selena Gomez, the heart wants what it wants.
Yes.
Yun lang. Wala palang kwenta. Aww.
Pero ang sabi naman ni, well, may rebuttal.
Sige. Sino?
Hindi, ito serious to. Sorry. Serious. Yun nga, nabanggit ko before na to eh. Yung mindfulness teacher na fina-follow ko, Joseph Goldstein. Sabi niya, our training, mindfulness, is not about following the heart. It's about training the heart.
Fuck. Love it.
Ano ba talaga? Fuck or pack?
Pack.
Magkaiba yun.
Pack.
Okay.
Pack.
Kasi, shocks, sa ibang episode na lang yun, paano natin alam kung dapat sundin ang puso or dapat mas mag-isip-isip?
Sige.
Ayan, sabi ni Jailin Merles, di ko ginrab yung mga opportunities because mahihiyain masyado and low self-esteem.
Aww.
You're universal.
Pakinggan mo yung ano?
Self-esteem episode.
Previous episode namin. Oo. Makatulong sa'yo yun. Try mo yun.
Eto naman. Kahawig din ng entry mo, Mami. Not prioritizing self-care.
Aww.
Gusto mo basahin?
Sabi ni Cecilia... Sabi ni Cecilia, being a people pleaser, it's exhausting. Drains your mind, energy, and sometimes money.
Ooh.
Agree, except for the money part kasi wala silang makuha sa akin. Charot!
Energy and mind lang.
Pero gets ko yung ano, being a people pleaser, you're not being honest to your needs. Mm-mm. Tapos mas inuuna mo yung needs ng iba to make them happy. Mm-mm. Ganyan.
Nakadrain nga yun. After all, we cannot give from an empty cup.
Mm-hmm.
So, i-prioritize din ang sarili.
Mm-mm.
Ito, sabi ni Clydel, prioritizing work over milestones. Ano kayong milestones to, no? Mga celebration siguro, no?
Feeling ko, baka family milestones, baka mga birthday, ganyan.
Okay. Ito sabi ni Francis Fall, not taking care of my health better. Life-threatening event had to happen before this thought. Ano kaya nangyari dito kay Francis Fall? Splok mo naman.
Madalas si mga ganyan, yung mga nagkasakit na muna, na ospital, to the point of na ospital before realizing na, oh my gosh, I'm...
Mortal pala ako.
Oh, I'm working too hard. I have to rest.
Maybe ganun. Sabi ni Mark Kennedy Jema, not forgiving and loving myself more, being so hard on myself.
Yeah. Yan, yung kailangan maging perfect muna.
Bago mahalin ng sarili.
Sarili.
I never na yun. Kailan tayo maging perfect, be?
Ito naman, sabi ni Bookstagramlan, magstay sa job ko for 8 years sa kabila ng unfair treatment, no promotion, overworking, etc.
Nako, may kilala akong ganyan!
Oh my gosh, appear, Bookstagramlan.
Pero yung friend ko, 5 years lang naman, no?
Wag natin i-compare, pero...
Wag na natin pangalanan kung sino yung friend ko. Naku-host ko rin. Ay!
Alis ka na dyan! You deserve better.
Yes. Feeling ko naman, ngayong na-realize niya, baka nakalipat na siya.
Sana.
Okay.
Oh, ikaw naman, Carla. Ala nga naman kami lang.
Well, I don't regret anything in my life. Pageant!
Because my mistakes made me who I am today.
I thank you.
Ano na? Ikaw naman.
So, eto. sobrang di ako proud dito, no? Like, I wish I could erase this part of my life.
Turn back time.
Pero alam naman natin hindi mangyayari yon. So, sige. I-acknowledge na lang natin. So, I was a bully back then. Like, legit bully. Hindi ako nananapak or nananadyak. Nang batok na ako. Pero, bully as in, nung college and maybe even high school, I'm not so sure. Medyo matagal na panahon ang lumipas. Or baka binlock na ng memory ko. Charot. During those times, teenage years, may pagkabully ako. As in, my humor was shaming other people. Like in public.
Making fun of other people, ganon?
Yes. Papahiya. Yung jokes ko, may body shaming. Tapos, kapag mayroong may atraso sa akin, may pagka-passive-aggressive jabs. Tapos, even nga sa org natin, pag may newbie sa org, power tripping, utusan, and stuff like that. Ang tagal bago ko na-realize na kakupalan yun. Like, I really thought it was cool. Bakit ko yun nagawa? Maybe because, well, I grew up in an environment na hindi verbally kind, hindi verbally gentle. So, think of whatever hurtful words or insults na maisip nyo, chances are nasabi na yan sa akin. When I was young. Like, elementary kind of young hanggang sa lumaki. Ngayon, hindi na. And, na-resolve naman na namin yun ng adults ko. But anyway, that's one. Tapos, yun ding culture that I was in those times, college. Ganun yung culture eh. So, syempre, ako as a teenager, trying to belong, inassimilate ko yung ganung culture. Maybe not deliberately, not consciously, pero matik yun eh. Matik yun sa bata, sa teenager eh. Na try mong mag-blend in eh. I'm not saying na totally naki-ride lang ako ah. Parang syempre, kumbaga may planted seeds na even before. So nag-flourish ako sa ganong culture. Tapos yung thinking pa sa atin noon, pag sensitive ka, mahina ka. So wag ka na. So pag na-offend ka, it's your fault. Ikaw ang mag-adjust. So I was so good at invalidating people's feelings. To justify my bullying. Tapos, I think, yun nga, napapositive reinforcement pa siya, meaning nare-reward yung ganong harmful behaviors ko. Kasi people found it funny. So, every time may tatawa, syempre, I would take it as, okay pala yun, cool pala yun. And feeling ko rin, looking back, I think I mistook fear for respect. Kasi dahil alam nilang pwede ko silang i-bully, they don't get in my way. So maybe I mistook that fear for respect. Mm-mm. Maybe. Parang I'm just looking in retrospect. Mm-mm. Feeling ko may ganun akong misinterpretation.
Mm-mm.
So yung effect niya, I can only imagine. I cannot quantify or confirm, but I'm sure I scarred people.
Mm.
Hindi ko na alam kung ilan. Hindi ko na sure kung sino-sino sila, but I'm sure I did.
Mm-hmm.
Yung self-esteem nila, self-concept nila,
mm-mm,
mga
mm-mm,
na-ostracize,
mm-hmm,
mga na-felt rejected, ang dami. It still haunts me.
Mm-hmm.
Every once in a while. Mm-hmm. Paano ko nalaman na tsaka pala yung mga ganong pinagagawa ko? Ano, nung na-expose ako sa literature on well-being and mental health.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Tapos na-expose ako sa woke culture, na kina-call out yung mga ganyan.
Mm-hmm.
Malaking bagay na na-expose ako on my own and hindi ako yung nilagay sa spotlight para i-call out.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi wala akong defensive wall. Does it make sense?
Oo.
Na parang nasa sideline lang ako nagko-consume ng mga ganong bagong knowledge literature.
On the other hand, kung na-call out ka, like someone said to your face na, Carla, you're mm-hmm a bully, you should stop doing this.
Mm-mm. It's harmful.
You'd become defensive.
Kasi magsi-self-justify ako.
Yes, you'll reason out na hindi ako bully, mahina ka lang.
Mm-mm.
Sensitive ka.
Yes, yes. Mm-mm.
Mm-mm.
Pero ang laking bagay talaga na na-immerse ako dyan nga sa new wave of mental health, well-being, woke
mm-mm
culture.
Mm-mm.
I felt safe na magkaroon ng change in perspective.
Mm-mm.
Kasi walang at stake eh. Ang pinaka at stake na, yung ego ko, yung self-concept ko, it was not easy to embrace na dami ko nasaktan. Tapos hindi ko alam kung gaano kalalim yung mga sugat na naidulot ko sa mga tao. Kasi sabi nga nila, ano nga yung proverb na the axe does not remember,
but the tree.
Yeah, African proverb na the axe forgets,
mm-hmm,
the tree remembers.
Mm-hmm.
So, yung nampukol, chances are, malilimutan niya yan, di naman siya nasaktan eh. Pero, yung napukol, andun yun, mm-hmm, yung lamat.
Mm-hmm.
So, feeling ko, ang dami kong mga hindi na maalalang pinagsasabi ko or pinagagawa ko na, I don't know, maybe hanggang ngayon na mid-30s na kami ng mga taong ngayon, or if they're younger, baka hanggang ngayon, core memory pa rin sa kanila.
Mm-mm.
Ayun, tas since nandun rin naman ako sa literature on mental health, well-being, mga harmful effects ng cruel words, mean words, napareflect din ako. Tapos narealize ko yung negative effect sa akin mismo ng bullying at home.
Mm.
So, sobrang parang suntok sa akin when I realize na naipapasa ko pala yun sa iba.
Mm-hmm.
So, sobrang totoo na hurt people.
I agree.
That's why I needed to heal, not just for myself, pero para malesen yung mga casualty ko sa paligid ko.
Mm-hmm.
How I correct it, bukod sa, yun nga, pagtanggap na shit, yeah, I really did it. May mga nasaktan ako. I try to be nicer to the new people na na-encounter ko. Tapos even yung mga na-bully ko na nasa circle ko pa rin. Yung iba na wala na sa circle ko, hindi na ako nakapag-sorry. Actually, feeling ko never ako nakapag-sorry kahit kanino. Ngayon ko lang na-realize. Even sa iba nating friends na alam kong may mga kagaguhan akong nagawa, hindi pa ako nakapag-sorry directly.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, another way of making up for it. Ito, I share the things that I'm learning, mm-hmm, sa mga tao, sa mga fellow bullies ko, baka sakaling matauhan din. Mm-hmm. Or preventive measure, 'di ba? Para hindi na nila i-try.
Mm-hmm.
Tapos, ayun nga, constant healing para di na makapanakit. In all fairness, dahil nga na-realize ko that I myself was a douche, medyo nagka-empathy ako for those na tingin ko kupal. Kasi chances are they were conditioned or cultured to act like that. Learned behavior siya. Not to absolve them, not to absolve me. But point is, hindi naman natin deliberately pinipiling maging kupal. Somebody has to tell us. Kung hindi man directly, kailangan may mag-expose sa atin sa ganung truth. Just as kung paano ako na-expose dun nga sa kindness movement, sa mga anti-bullying campaign, parang less judgy na ako sa mga tao kasi ako mismo na I view myself as a smart human being who can deliberate things level-headedly. Ako mismo, it flew under my radar yung harmful behaviors ko. So, mas may room na ako for benefit of the doubt sa mga kapwa ko na gumagawa ng kakupalan. Maybe they don't know, they don't realize yet that what they're doing is harmful. And maybe there's a kind or safe way to let them know that, hey, what you're doing, hindi mo kinabuting tao yan. Ang hirap hindi mag-self-justify, ah.
Do you think you'll ever reach out to the people you think you've hurt? Like yung mga kaklose mo pa ngayon?
Hindi ko alam. Hindi ko pa alam. Hindi ko nga alam kung helpful yun eh. Kasi baka may maungkat pang negative emotions or pag nag-look back, iba yung maalala. Ma-reconstruct na lang in a worse light. So, mas ginagawa ko na lang is nagbe-build ako ngayon ng nicer memories with them.
Okay.
Hopefully, mas malamangan nun yung mga not so nice memories na na-contribute ko sa life story nila.
Gets.
Yung mga taong medyo bago-bago sa buhay ko, like my students or listeners, some of my friends na wala pang isang dekada akong kakilala. So, when they express na nice or kind ako, and kind praises like that, part of me, sobrang nagigilty. Kasi alam kong mas matagal akong buhay nang hindi ganun.
Bago to.
Trying to be a better person.
Mm-mm.
So, nakakagilty na marinig yung ganun, knowing na ang dami kong nasaktan before.
Mm-mm.
Alam ko naman growth mindset na ibang Carla na yun eh.
Mm-mm.
Like, I even call her by a different name. That's Carla version 1 or version 2. I'm on my third version right now. In my head, that's how I tell my life story. But anyway, gets ko yun. Na ibang Carla na yun. Pero ano nga, gets ko yung mga nagsiself-justify. Gets ko yung mga ayaw umamin na may mga casualty sila. Emotional man yan, psychological, physical casualty man yan. Gets ko. Kasi masakit sa ego.
Yeah. It's self-preservation. Normal.
Pero, for me ha, sobrang worth it nitong uncomfortable process of embracing our past mistakes kasi it allows us some room to grow.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Kasi, paano mo gagawin yung tama kung hindi mo acknowledge na nagkamali ka before?
Mm-hmm.
And sabi nga rin, share ko na rin to, sabi dun sa book na binabasa ko, yung Mistakes Were Made. It, alam mo, that's a fucking hard book to read.
Mm-hmm.
Not cognitively hard. It's very well written.
Mm-hmm.
Madali yung words, hindi highfalutin. It's emotionally difficult
mm-hmm.
kasi it forces you to realize
mm-hmm.
na pride yung pinapairal natin kaya hindi tayo umaamin ng mali.
Mm-mm.
Yun, hindi ko siya matapos-tapos ng matagal ng isang upuan kasi natitibag yung ego ko.
Mm-mm.
But it's good. It's really, really good. It's one of the best books I've read in how many years. What was I saying? Ah, okay. Delikado ang self-justification. Kaya I'd rather embrace the truth
mm-hmm.
and not justify myself. Kasi raw, yung huge atrocities, mm-hmm. yung mga extremely wicked or cruel act, yung mga malalaking ganon,
mm-hmm.
nag-start yan sa hindi pag-acknowledge ng maliliit na bagay na mali.
Mm-hmm.
Explain ko. Halimbawa, nagnakaw tayo ng 20.
Mm-hmm.
Sige, papalagpasin natin. Pero, alam nating there's something wrong in it.
Mm-mm.
Pero 20 lang naman, di ba? So, isi-self-justify natin. Diyos ko naman, 20 lang naman. Yung iba nga, billion-billion. Pero, dahil sinelf-justify na natin yung maliit na bagay na yon, next time na may gagawin tayong mas malaki doon, hindi na coherent, hindi na consistent kapag hindi natin yung justify.
Mm-mm.
Gets? Kasi kung yung 20, okay lang. Baka naman okay lang yung 500.
Mm-mm.
And 2,000. And 20,000. And 500,000. And 3,000,000. And so on. I'm not saying na yung mga nagnakaw ng 20 in the future magiging scammer or Mm-mm. magnanakaw ha. Ang sinasabi lang dun sa book na nakikita kong shit, oo nga, there's so much truth in it. It's a slippery slope mm-hmm. kapag sinelf-justify natin yung maliliit nating pagkakamali.
Yeah.
Kasi magiging habit na natin
yeah.
na i-self-justify yung mga mas malalaki pa.
Mm-mm.
Yun. So,
delikado ang self-justification.
Oo, delikado siya. Ang kabaliktaran ng self-justification is not self-punishment, ha? Self-acknowledgement lang. Acknowledge lang natin na, oh shit, mali pala. Hindi ko pa tapos yung book, so hindi ko pa ma-share yung iba kong mga matututunan pa on how to properly acknowledge our faults and forgive ourselves. Wala pa ako sa chapters na yun.
Mm-mm.
Tignan ko, may i-share ko kapag natapos ko na.
Okay.
Anyway, yun. Growth mindset tayo.
Yeah.
I'm actually talking to myself. Growth mindset tayo, Carla.
And Carla, I was with you the whole time. During that...
Nung college tayo.
Nung college tayo. Kahit na 1 year lang kitang nakasama. Pero I was also with you when you were... I could see your transformation.
Mm-mm.
And you have the rest of your life to correct the mistakes that we made in the past. So...
So, kailangan ko pang mabuhay ng mahaba.
Oo, mga...
Carla, self-care. Marami tayong i-undo.
Yes.
Okay. Thanks, mami. Thanks, mami.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for being my constant witness sa mga transformations, mm-hmm. yes. evolutions, and devolutions ko. Mm-hmm. Charot.
Okay. So, ang bigat ng mga... share.
Regret eh.
Oo, regret talaga. Hindi.
Sana pala nag-biggest mistakes part 2 na lang tayo, no? Pag pwede na ulit si Randolph, uh-oh. Sige, tara.
Ayan. Mag-share naman tayo ng sagot ng iba pa nating fellow adults.
Sige, para damay-damay na
Yan. So, eto, meron na namang mga themes na nag-arise from our crowdsourced answers.
Hmm.
Isa sa mga themes na yon
mm-hmm.
ay... yung pagkakaroon ng regrets about finances.
Ano bang chineck out nyo lately?
Ayan. Eto, sabi ni Vench Villagracia, magpautang. Ay!
Oof!
Bak. Hello, Bench Villagracia. Friends tayo. Charot! Nagpapautang pala to. Okay to.
Nire-regret ako. Dahil nire-regret na niya, baka pa 5-6 na yan next time.
Okay yon. He learns from his mistakes.
Yes.
And he earns. He earns from his mistakes. Oh, pak. Eto naman. Sabi ni Marga Andres. Right now, trusting people with money, it really can get messy in the end. So, feeling ko nagpautang din to or may nilabas na pera tong si Marga Andres.
Nag-invest siguro.
Ito naman, sabi ni Chevy, not investing in stocks or insurance when I was in my 20s.
Not yet too late.
Yes. Pwede pa yan, not too late.
Same kay Lee In, hindi nag-invest ng maaga.
Not too late, not too late. Pwede pa.
Eto, mga school-related, mami.
Eto.
Eto sabi ni Francis Dawn, choosing education as my degree, pay doesn't match the effort.
Aww.
I'm laughing as a teacher.
Aww, teacher.
Hard to shift to high-paying careers. Hard to shift to high-paying careers. Talaga ba? Limited kaya ang job opportunity sa mga EDUC graduates?
I don't know. I guess it depends on which industry.
Explore pa, Francis Dawn.
Yeah. Sa mga international companies, meron pa yan.
Oo. Yes. Eto, about sa course din, sabi ni Nicole Francis. Sabi niya, my course and the university I chose for my college. Ano kaya university na ito? Sabi niya, choosing a course you would take in college is important. Just as important as choosing the right university. Agree naman.
Agree. Mag-UP na kayo, guys. Tara!
Yung pala UP siya, ano?
Ay! Yun lang.
Hindi ko alam. Hindi niya binanggit eh. Ayan, sabi rin, si Patricia Maed.
Feeling ko Patricia Maid.
Patricia Maid, sabi niya, choosing my course. Tsaka, yo, Carol, I should have fought for the career choice that I wanted before college. Media and arts daw. Aww.
Okay lang yan, walang pera dito.
Meron naman, nabubuhay naman tayo. Pero hindi pa natin kinakayaman. Ang next na entry, Direk Randolph Longhas.
Sabi niya, not studying abroad. Oh, true. Kasi marami namang mga exchange program pala.
Yun ngang sa British Council, uy, seryoso, female listeners, itry nyo talaga. Walang mawawala. Try nyo yung scholarship sa UK.
Correct. And if a voice in your head says, hey, you're not good enough, hey, you're not smart enough, huwag nyo pakinggan. Mag-apply lang kayo. Push. Push, push.
Pag hindi natanggap, edi hindi.
Hindi, oo. Basta hindi nyo sinelf-reject.
Correct.
Ito naman, sabi ni underscore with love hope underscore, not doing pre-med. I took librarianship instead. I didn't know na pro-programming pala sila.
Baka pre-programming. Pro-programming talaga. Baka ibig sabihin may... Baka hindi niya alam na... Huh? Anong ibig sabihin nito with love hope? Eto, wait lang. Gusto ko tong school-related regret ni Mia ni Mako. Hindi nag-aral ng mabuti. Ito, sad face.
Pareho tayo. Appear tayo. Appear. Yan. Hindi rin ako nag-aral ng mabuti ng college.
Yan. Appear. Tapos, reklamo tayo na di tayo mayaman ngayon.
Yan.
Anyway.
Eto, sabi ni Maymay Zamoras. Not a big fan of the word regret kasi I believe that everything happens for a reason and everything turns out the way it's supposed to. I thank you.
And the Miss Universe 2023 is...
Maymay Zamoras! Charot! Pero, sabi niya, pero if I could go back in time and change something, siguro yun yung mga moments na I put people on a pedestal to the point na I compromise my own needs and self-worth for them. That I sacrifice my own world para lang magsumiksik sa world nila.
Oof!
Ouch! Now, I build my own world. My self-worth and self-concept depends on me.
May sariling mundo yan.
Yes. My self-worth and self-concept. Opa, ginagamit na yung mga sa ating self-esteem episode.
My, nakinig yan. Oh, I nakinig. Love it.
My self-worth and self-concept depends on me, not on anyone. Now I only compromise if the person is willing to compromise too.
True.
Now it's all good. Lesson learned. Heart, heart, heart. Pak.
Yun po ang last batch ng crowdsourced answers. Hindi na namin nabasa lahat ng Andri's case ha, kasi dami yung regrets eh.
Wow!
Pero salamat sa mga nagpadala. Thank you for sharing with us that intimate piece of your lives.
Yes, thank you so much for opening up about your stories. Thank you. Ayan, Carla.
Yes.
Napansin mo ba yung consistent pattern sa sagot ng fellow adults natin? Even sa sagot ko. Kung ano yung common theme sa halos lahat. Not all, but most of all the answers. Did you notice?
Ano?
They regret, or we regret not doing something that we wanted to do.
Truly.
Yung more of mga hindi ginawa, mas marami kesa sa ginawa. Which is also very consistent with an existing American research on regret.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi sa Psychology Today, the biggest regrets tend to be for actions not taken. Mga hindi nagawa.
Yes! Ito pa, mami. Di ba, data yan sa US.
Mm-mm.
But again, consistent sa sagot ng listeners natin. Mm-mm. Sabi rin sa same article, dyan nga sa Psychology Today. Yung article pala, 6 most common regrets people experience. Di na natin isa-isahin. Sabihin na lang natin yung most enduring regret daw.
Mm-mm.
Meaning yung long-term regret ay... Ito sabi, quote, the most enduring regrets relate to social relationships. Humans have a biological need to belong, and decisions that threaten this sense of belonging are particularly fraught with risk. Nurture your relationships, end quote. Diba yung unang batch ng crowdsourced answers natin, mga tungkol sa mahal sa buhay?
So, yung sagot ni, sino nga yun yung hindi makapag-come out? Kasi ang daming...
Si Anonymous.
Yeah, ang daming at risk. It could be acceptance. Mm-mm. It could be...
Disappointment.
Hurting other people, disappointing other people. And then, eventually, if they did come out, you know, that they lied to other people. So,
Dilemma siya,
yes. Mahirap siyang situation.
Mm-mm.
So, yung sinabi mo huli, nurture your relationships, sabi din sa article.
Mm-mm.
Parang consistent recommendation din yan sa iba nating episodes, no?
Mm-mm.
Yung nurture our real-life relationships, especially these times na mas close pa tayo minsan sa gadgets natin kesa sa mga mahal natin sa buhay.
Sadly, true.
Yeah, it's important to be reminded of that to avoid regret, right?
Mm-mm.
And another solid reco from that research that we've been mentioning, to avoid regretting our decisions daw, sabi, it is important to make decisions that are consistent with your personal life rules and values. Even if things turn out poorly, you will know why the decision made sense for you at the time.
Agree. Sobrang solid advice yan.
I agree with that solid recommendation, Carla. Kaya I think okay lang na wala munang reco round for this episode.
Agree!
Yun na yung mga reco natin, yung mga sinabi natin earlier.
Mm-mm.
Next episodes na lang ulit, fellow adults. As for our listeners, if you have any advice on avoiding regretful decisions or actions, or if you want to share about your own biggest regrets, please share this episode on your social media. Then, pakilagay sa caption yung regret nyo. Tag nyo na rin kami. Our handle is It's an Adult Thing.
And if you've gone this far and felt na may value naman tong usapan natin, baka pwede namang papindot ng 5 stars sa Spotify o kaya sa Apple Podcast or kung saan mang podcast platform kayo nakikinig. The more and the higher ratings we have, the more na makakainganyo sa new listeners to try out our show.
Yes.
Thank you in advance, guys.
Yes, and baka pwede na rin kayong mag-click ng subscribe because that way, whenever we release a new episode, you will be notified, may kita nyo kagad na may bago na kaming episode.
Yes, yes, yes. So, salamat po in advance. Mm-hmm. Till our next kwentuhan, this has been Carla.
And Nika.
Parang di umayak eh, no?
Saya ulit. And this is Nika, owning up to our past mistakes to make room for the better adults that we wish to be. Because
it's an adult thing!
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.